We thank the Lord for the song, for the Sunday school. I want to share a little message this morning. It's been an encouragement to me. Quite a title, huh? I was blessed by this thought, and I want to hope it'll be an encouragement to us. You ever been frustrated? I want to read the definition of frustrate. It means to balk or defeat in an endeavor, to induce feelings of discouragement in, to make ineffectual, and bring to nothing, to make invalid or of no effect. That's frustrate. Now, frustration is a deep chronic sense of insecurity and dissatisfaction arising from unresolved problems or unfulfilled needs. And I believe today that Satan is trying to frustrate us through frustration. And frustration, there's different elements that can be involved with frustration, confusion, fear, doubt, feeling of being overwhelmed, weakness. And we don't like those feelings. We don't like those characters there. But it's okay to feel frustration. It doesn't mean that you're not where you're at spiritually. It doesn't mean that God's not blessing you. But there are times where we can feel frustration, and the enemy wants to capitalize on that and frustrate us. And there's a temptation when we feel frustration, when we feel overwhelmed, confusion, or we don't really understand. That's very frustrating to me, is when I don't really understand what's happening. It can be very unsettling to our faith and to our walk and experience with God. But two of my favorite writers, I couldn't find it in my Bible. I wrote it down here somewhere, but I wasn't able to. But both of them mention that our greatest asset is in our utter helplessness. And we usually don't see it that way. We don't like being in that position. But Andrew Murray, Hannah Widdall Smith, both made the statement in their, and I like both of their writings. Andrew Murray wrote a book called The Spirit of Christ. It's a beautiful, wonderful writing that God blessed him with. But both of them made that statement that our utter helplessness is an asset to us. But many times we don't compute it that way. We look at it as a source of weakness. Something's wrong with me. I'm out of place. God's not blessing. God's not helping. And That's not true. The enemy uses that. He wants to frustrate us through frustration. What I'm encouraged with this morning is that we can be feel frustration, and it's not an indication of where we are at spiritually. But I'm also encouraged with the thought of being, at those times, patient with God and with ourselves. Sometimes we begin to complain to God or murmur to God or accuse God, and I think it's okay to tell God our thoughts. Whether it's accusatory or not, I think it's okay to express our thoughts to God in prayer with boundaries. He knows how we feel anyway. He knows where we're at anyway. We want to be genuine with what we're feeling with where we're at and what's going on. But we don't want to get in a place where we allow Satan to frustrate us through our frustrations. We want to be patient. We want to continue to have faith and hope and trust and confidence in God. Now, problems and difficulties sometimes can seem like mountains to us. They seem like they're impossible to us. And that's okay. That's part of life. But again, we don't want to allow the enemy to frustrate us. And there's a temptation. When we're in frustration, it ought to be a yellow flag to us that's a temptation. We're in a time of temptation. And know that's a time that the enemy wants to work. But there are different things that we can do when we're frustrated. We can, some people have given up on God. Galen mentioned Job's wife this morning. She just said, curse God and die. Get it. I'm tired of this. Curse God and die. Get it over with. But it's a time when we feel frustration. It's a time of temptation. And it's a time that we need to be aware and to look at. And we need the Lord to help us through those times, not to make bad choices, bad decisions. But when things are difficult, when things are hard, we feel overwhelmed. There's a temptation just to walk away. And in this sense, I'm not talking about from God altogether, but from my difficulty or my problem. Whether it can be in our marriage relationship or with our children or with situations at work or whatever it might be, we can have a tendency to just, I don't have the answer, I don't know what to do, to just avoid it altogether. And I don't believe the Lord wants us to do that. I think sometimes there is wisdom when I'm feeling frustration, maybe on a level of 8 and 9. There is wisdom sometimes in maybe waiting to address my difficulty or my problem or my trouble. But we don't want to just have a tendency of life that it's hard, so I'm going the other way. I'm going to go the other direction. I want to read a scripture in the book of Romans, the fifth chapter. Romans, the fifth chapter, and the first verse, it says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." Sometimes problems can be solved rather quickly, difficulties. But there are other times that they don't move very much. They don't move that easy. And it's easy to just kind of give up on our hope. But this is where he said, tribulations, difficulties work patience in us. And patience, experience. We have a choice. When we're in frustration, we have a choice to either avoid it, get away from it, ignore it, neglect it. The other definition was unresolved problems or unfulfilled needs. Usually it doesn't get better just by ignoring it. Somewhere along, you know, they talk about kicking the can down the road. You've heard that statement. You kick the can down the road, I'll deal with it later. You kick it, but you'll run into the can somewhere up there. And it's better if we face, sometimes it's us. Sometimes God is working through us through all of these circumstances. Sometimes God has to speak to me that I'm maybe a big part of the problem. And some of these things help us see and bring to light that maybe I am part of the problem. But we want to be patient and to believe. I believe, number one, I believe the Lord has the answers, whether it's what we like or not. I believe the Lord has the ability to direct us in knowing what to do and what not to do. But it takes, when you're in frustration, it's hard to see the path. It's hard to see. But if we can calm, become patient, and wait upon God and look to Him for help. I'm not ignoring it. I'm not going to cast it aside, but I'm going to keep myself here in the battle. The Lord will eventually, I believe, one way or another, He'll send what we need. And patience works experience. It brings the knowledge. It brings experience. It helps us to be able to recognize, and we all need that in our Christian lives. We need patience. We need experience. The answer always doesn't come when we pray. The answer isn't always right there available. We like for things to be quick and done and get that behind me and move on. God doesn't always work that way. It doesn't mean He's not there. It doesn't mean that He's not working. But He's working with things that you and I don't see. Things that we don't way over our heads. We don't comprehend. I believe the Lord sees everything and He's working to help to bring out a desired effect that He wants. You know, on our trip to Arizona, the girls kept asking the question, are we out of Texas yet? Are we out of Texas? No, we're not out of Texas. And kept on, are we out of Texas? A little while later, are we out of Texas yet? No. Finally, I started telling them, I said, hey, you know what? We're not out of Texas yet. We're not out of Texas. After a while, there was frustration. I said, Papa, I know we're not out of Texas. Well, I know too. But you know, we're so much like that too. In our difficulties, in our problems, in our situations, we're just like that. And the Lord's saying, we're not there yet. We're not there yet. But the devil wants to frustrate us through our frustration. He wants to take advantage of us through frustration. And life can be, problems and difficulties can be very, very frustrating. But if I, you know, another verse says, the patient in spirit are better than the proud in spirit. If I'm able to commit myself into the Lord's hands and wait upon Him and look to Him, He can teach me and show me the right path. And He can help us. He can help the situation. That is a time of great temptation, frustration for us. And when we're frustrated, we want to see the yellow lights. That means slow down. Slow down and wait and look to God and get quiet. Slow down and get quiet and allow the Lord to help us and to navigate us. I believe He does have the answers, and it may not always be the answer that we want. He told us in this life, He said, in the world you will have tribulation. You're going to have trouble. You're going to have difficulty. But be of good cheer, I have overcome. And He also promised that He would never leave us or forsake us. Regardless of what I feel, regardless of what I see, regardless of the things that don't make sense and I don't understand, those are all very unsettling things spiritually to our faith. When you don't understand something, that is difficult. But how are we going to understand? It's going to be by holding on to faith. There's a verse that says, also says, then shall they know if they go on. If we hold on to faith, and I'm not saying there may be some things in life we will never understand. That was the very difficulty Job was dealing with in his life. He didn't understand why things had changed for him. God had been blessing him. God had been there answering his prayers. God had helped him in so many ways. And he acknowledged that. But it all changed. And Job didn't understand. And it was a struggle. But the scripture said, "Ye have heard of the patience of Job." Job kept holding on to God. He kept trusting in the Lord. He kept seeking the Lord. He kept looking to the Lord. And the scripture also says, "You have seen the end of the Lord." God blessed Job in his latter end. He did go through difficulties. He went through temptation. He went through hard, difficult things that he didn't understand and know. But he kept holding on to God. Paul, in one place, he said, "I do not frustrate the grace of God." And that's what Satan wants to do. He wants to frustrate the grace of God in us. But we want to have patience. The patience will work experience in our life. And it will work hope in our lives as well for the future. And I wrote down in here, I put victory, patience, research the scriptures. Dig in the scriptures. You know, sometimes it's almost like we've heard it so much, it's almost like we can kind of gloss. It becomes glossed over. I've heard it and I just kind of read over it. But when we're in these times, we want to diligently search for answers. And they're in the Word. Search for scriptures. Deeply paying attention to the context, paying attention to the details, paying attention to the red letters and the non-red letters. They all have meaning, and we want to search and to dig. You know, it's easy just kind of shrug our shoulders and say, "I don't know," and go on. But it takes effort to dig. It takes effort and time and labor to study, to search, to pray, and to inquire and seek God. That takes effort on our part. Being responsible to the best of our knowledge and our understanding of doing what we know to do. Being responsible. Following the path of responsibility, the best way that we know to do is possible. If we avoid our responsibility, we avoid being responsible. I don't grow spiritually when I do that. You know, sometimes we like for God just to... "You don't have to fight in this battle. I'll take care of it." That's why we'd like to do every battle. We'd like to hear that every battle. "You don't have to fight in this one. I'm going to take care of it." But most of the time, we gain in patience, we gain in experience, and we gain in hope when we follow the path of responsibility and doing the best that we know and understand. God will help us. And you know, sometimes we have to be willing to ask for help or ask for advice. Sometimes we need to do that. God uses people. And if we're struggling with something that we haven't been able to get over the top or victory over, sometimes we need to ask for help, ask for counsel, ask for guidance. Anyway, I trust we'll be encouraged this morning. Be patient with God. Be patient with ourselves. You know, the learning curves are difficult. Learning curves are difficult. And God teaches us through these difficulties and temptations of life. we have. But let's, in the meantime, let's not allow the enemy to frustrate us through frustration. Let's keep heart, keep courage, keep patience. You know, after a while, you think about a knot in a rope I've tried to take out. But now, I value my time, so I don't, if it's not worth it. But knots are, you know, sometimes they're frustrating, but if you can get a little piece loose, and I think that's the way it is in our spiritual battle. Sometimes it just looks like it's just, but the Lord can help us get one little piece, and then the unraveling starts. And I believe the Lord can help us. Be patient with God and with ourselves. And I believe the Lord will help us. Appreciate your attention this morning.